Welcome back to Pasadena, everyone. Greg Gumbel joined now by John Madden. And, John, let's start it right in with the Dallas Cowboys. If the Cowboys are going to win, I know that you feel Emmitt Smith has to have one of his good days today.
Yeah, but I don't think he has to do it right away, Greg. I think the secret for the Cowboys' offense is I think they have to start opening up. I think they have to start off with Troy Aikman. I think they have to start off with their passing game, throwing to Michael Irvin, throwing to Jay Novacek, getting the ball to Alvin Harper once in a while, Kelvin Martin on the third downs, those types of things. Then I think if they can spread that Buffalo Bill defense out, make them think pass, loosen them up a little, maybe get ahead, then I think they can come back later with Emmitt Smith. And I think Emmitt Smith will probably get most of his yards in the second half.
What you're talking about the Cowboys doing, Jack, isn't that par for the course for the Buffalo Bills? They try to throw to open things up for Thurman Thomas?
Yeah, that's the thing that they do. And the other thing they try and do is speed up the tempo of the game with the no-huddle defense, the no-huddle offense, which puts a pressure on the defense, whether they can get their substitutions in or not. Because the Dallas defense is number one in the league, and I think the best thing about what they did on defense all year, Greg, was their third down defense, and they play nickel better than anyone does. So it's going to be interesting to see if they're going to be able to get their nickel substitutions in on second and long and on third down.
John, do you think that no huddle is going to be a problem for the Dallas offense?
It'll be a problem for the Dallas offense if they can't get on the field. It'll be a problem if they can go no huddle and get first downs and score points. Now, if they just go three and out quickly, then it's something that can hurt you, because then that means your defense just gets over to the other side of the field and have to turn around and go right back in. So I think the no huddle, I think, will be successful if their offense is successful. If their offense isn't successful, they're not getting first downs and or scoring points, then it could be a negative thing.
We said that Emmitt, and you feel that eventually Emmitt will have a good day for Dallas to win. For Buffalo, it's Jim Kelly, isn't it?
Well, I think so, especially early. I think that, you know, Jim Kelly has to have a good day. Andre Reed, James Lofton, you know, Thurman Thomas, Kenneth Davis. I mean, those guys all have to be part of that passing game. And then I think where the running game comes is to control the clock after you get the lead. I mean, I think that's why I think the Cowboys, if they get the lead, and they're in the lead in the third and fourth quarter, then they can just give the game to Emmitt Smith. And to me, right now, Emmitt Smith is the best player in the National Football League. He can win for him. I think the Buffalo Bills could probably do the same thing. If they get the lead, then they could just give it to Thurman Thomas and Davis and just let them run the ball in the third and fourth quarter and win it for him. But I don't know that those guys can get the lead for him. I think they're going to have to get the lead with the passing game, and then probably at the end of the game, one of the running backs is going to be the most valuable player.
We do know the key players on offense, John. Who are the important people on defense to watch today?
Well, I think when you think about the Dallas Cowboys, I think that, you know, they have one dominant player, and that's Charles Haley. And I think that, you know, he has to be the guy, maybe not that gets the sacks on a Jim Kelly, but he has to be the guy who gets the initial penetration that allows other guys to get there. And then when you talk about the Buffalo Bills, I think it's Bruce Smith. I know he has the bad ribs, but I think he has to have a big day, not only on rushing Troy Aikman, who gets rid of the ball quickly, but on helping against the run. And then the Buffalo Bills also have to hope that Cornelius Bennett is healthy today, because he's had that hamstring, and he really hasn't practiced for a long time. And I don't know if you can play a Super Bowl at the top level on just adrenaline.
All right, John, two coaches that are quite used to winning as this season comes down to the end, Jimmy Johnson and Marv Levy. And, John, we'll talk with you again just before kickoff, okay?
Okay.
Up next, Jim Hunter gives us some insight into the players and how they've handled Super Bowl week here in California after we pause for this word.
Dear Hooked on Phonics, I've taught first grade for more than 15 years, and I've had a lot of success with my classes in the past. This year, I brought Hooked on Phonics into my classroom, and I can honestly say that because of Hooked on Phonics, I have the best reading and writing first grade students I've ever taught. Thanks to Hooked on Phonics, my students are hooked on reading. Signed, W.C., Fort Huachuca, Arizona. For Hooked on Phonics plus SRA Reading Laboratories, call 1-800-ABCDEFG.
State Farm is there for thousands of families with a free family insurance checkup. Every year, thousands of State Farm families get the reassuring results. When they have a loss, fast, fair claim service is there. The protection they need is there when they need it. Because before that loss happened, their State Farm agent